to go and donate money on our website, and we tell people to please tell their friends that we're on the radio. We're convinced that if you've never heard The Mikey Show, but you listen to The Mikey Show, you'll be a fan of The Mikey Show. And so we just tell you to tell all your friends. It's part of being a P1 is spreading the word, so hopefully we have a lot of new people listening right now. We do something called Mikey Show Questionnaire.
I love you, new people.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, no. Getting us heat poisoning.
We do something called Mikey
Call
Show
Kaiser.
Oh, no.
We know what to do.
Oh, he must be feeling better.
Oh, but for those of you that don't know that story.
And there's a lot of those today.
Hey.
A lot.
We got a questionnaire to get to.
One time Sky had a sunburn.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Sounds terrible. Like blisters.
Hey, remember you don't feel well. Maybe you should rest up a bit.
Eddie, there was no blisters involved.
What are we talking?
What degree? I guess
Sky called it a second degree sunburn.
Well, then you would have blisters.
I've never heard of anything like a second degree sun. If it's a second degree burn, that means there's blistering.
There's a second degree sunburn. Talk to the doctor, bro.
Sky was.
Get him on the line.
Let me tell you.
I don't have that insurance anymore.
Well. Yeah. And otherwise, we'd have him.
Well, I don't think Dr. Feingold is practicing
that's
anymore.
Right.
Well, no, Sean, because he's dead. Thanks.
Wow. Well, that certainly brought the room
up.
Yeah,
way to go, Sean.
Yeah. Sorry, Dr. Feingold.
Well, what happened was...
Ironically, died of food poisoning.
How weird.
Not true.
It was actually food coloring poisoning.
That's what
I meant. All right. Oh, it's so hilarious.
Well, anyway.
Oh, there's more to the story?
Well, I was working with Sky at the time. She came into the studio sobbing. And I said...
Sobbing?
Come on. Don't over-dramatize
this. Yeah, don't exaggerate,
seriously, bro. Come on. What's up?
Seriously.
What's up with this story?
No, I'm not exaggerating. Sky came into the studio that I was in. I was doing some production work. It was right before the shift. And she said, listen, I can't go on the air with you today.
Wait, is she injured? She sick? Like, what's going on?
Nope. She said, I can't come into the studio with you today because I've got a second degree sunburn.
This is not even close to what happened.
What really happened?
By the way.
Sky, what really happened?
Well, we were working all day and then went out for a lunch break.
We were working all day?
Okay, I was working all day. Mike came in at 1 to start doing the stuff that we would do because I worked in the office as well. Went out for lunch right before we were going to go in the studio. Exposed my sunburn to the sun. When I got back to the studio, it started feeling like shooting pains were going up my back.
Yeah, you got a sunburn.
Right.
No, not like an ache. Like shooting pains. Okay. Like pinching nerves going up the back.
Like when somebody touches you, you go, ooh, don't I have a sunburn?
No, touch had nothing to do with it. It was like shooting.
More feel.
Like It was swelling, so
well, like
it was pinching my nerves.
A sensation of heat, like hot sort of feeling.
I think I have a second degree sunburn right now because I'm feeling the effects of the heat outside.
My skin is sensitive.
So I was trying to tough it out. I was trying to tough it out, and then I started scratching it because I thought like that would help, and then that made it.
Who scratches a sunburn?
Because it was like this tingling shooting thing going up my back, and so I just wanted to make it stop, you know. So I even because you know how there's like soundproofing on
That's
the wall,
right.
I even started like rubbing my back up and down the soundproof.
If you have a sunburn,
I had never experienced this kind of like pain before. Like I just wanted something to make it stop.
It hurt so bad it was itchy, and so.
No, it wasn't itchy. I was trying to, like, make the shooting stop. Then I went into the kitchen at the station and tried to put myself in the
make
fridge.
Make a tourniquet.
No, I tried to put myself in the fridge, and that didn't work. And then I had coworkers pour water on my back.
That sight?
That didn't work. You know, it hurts, but it feels so good.
She had coworkers pouring water on her back.
Yeah, I was in a little ball, and they were pouring water on my back.
She was
in
the moral position.
And then I finally said, I should probably just call it a day.
I should give Mike the notice. So she comes in, she says, listen, I have to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, why? She says, man, I've got this really bad sunburn. I said, well, how bad are we talking? She said, second degree.
I did not say second degree. Because I didn't know it was second degree.
She didn't know it was second degree yet. She said, listen, I don't know how bad this sucker is.
It could be life-threatening.
But I may not make it.
You don't see me.
So she drove home, and then what?
Well, no. She couldn't drive.
I'm going to get myself something.
What? She couldn't drive.
Wait, she couldn't drive?
No, she couldn't drive.
Mike!
She called her mother.
Mike!
Shut up!
That's just... How? No, she was what, 14 at the time?
No
permit?
Course. No. She was a 22-year-old woman, adult
Wait,
woman.
22?
And she called her mommy?
22-year-old adult woman. She called her mother.
That doesn't compute.
From what I understand...
Oh, Eddie.
From what I understand, she said, mother.
Mm.
Hello, mother, it's me.
Who?
Your daughter, Sky.
Oh. Shouldn't you be working right now?
Well, mother, I shan't work anymore because...
Right.
You shan't?
I shan't.
Yeah, because that's how I talk.
I've got a second DeGrasse sunburn.
Oh, okay. DeGrasse.
Definitely doesn't talk about that.
I got a Gavin DeGrasse sunburn.
I have a second DeGrasse, mother.
Oh,
a
no.
Second DeGrasse.
That sounds awful.
A second DeGrasse sunburn. Okay. If you wouldn't mind, please come fetch me forthwith.
Hmm.
So her mother came to the station, picked her up, and brought her to her house.
Mike.
Now, they didn't know what to do. They'd tried everything. Ice. Pouring water on it. Scrubbing it.
Yeah.
On the air, on the noise canceling stuff.
I don't.
Soundproofing.
The soundproofing.
Oh, okay.
And so they didn't know what to do, so they called the Kaiser helpline.
That was my insurance at the time.
That was her insurance
at the time. Sounds like a very serious situation.
That is correct. And the Kaiser...
They probably said get some aloe vera and...
Yeah, you know, slather some...
Sorry, coolant.
Some coolant on there.
Yeah.
You guys
obviously
think she hadn't tried that yet? Of course she tried that.
Vicks or something?
Please.
She'd already tried that. So she asked the advice
what
nurse.
What else is left?
Yeah.
What shall we do?
Ugh.
And the advice nurse told her what anybody would do with a terrible sunburn.
Hmm.
What would that be?
Pour urine on it.
Mike!
Okay. Hold.
Mike!
Hold.
That can't be right.
Oh, it is right. That's
she was,
what,
after she stopped laughing, and then she said, what do I really do?
Yeah.
And right? they said, what you really do is pour urine on it.
For a sunburn?
Wait.
Did you just say pour urine on it? You shan't be serious. I can't...
Please, grow up.
What are these Gestapo tactics?
What is this? This isn't some German internet film.
Well, they always say for a jellyfish sting, you know?
So you're comparing...
I am not a jellyfish.
A sunbird.
Well, I'm just saying...
To a jellyfish
I'm
sting.
Saying it has medical purposes, you
oh
know?
My.
So I didn't think it was that
oh
crazy.
My.
I didn't think it was that crazy.
Did it work?
So they did it.
Yeah. Mission accomplished, right?
And relief.
Instant relief.
No, not instant relief.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mike.
It was the worst.
So now she's got a smelly sunburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Right after asparagus night, too.
Sky just gave me a look
that
like...
That is disgusting. Robert.
Sky just
what?
Gave me a look like, is
you
this
guys
what
never
it's
heard
about?
That
is this,
point?
Is this what we've...
Right.
Is this what we're showing to the listening audience?
An asparagus eating contest.
I think we need to play a legal ID. I think we need to do the questionnaire.
Itchy.
I think we need to move on.
What is that?
We do
so
have,
itchy.
We do have to get to the questionnaire.
Someone leave the door open.
Would someone mind leaving the door open, please?
Please.
Shut up.
Oh, I better close this. No, please don't.
No.
Oh, no.
If you like to waft, you can. Enjoy.
Could you open that more, please? Just a bit
it
more.
It won't go any further. I mean,
no,
it's wide
you,
open.
Would you mind removing the door?
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Show.
That's ridiculous.
By Johnson
that's ridiculous.
Oh,
you feel better now?
That's ridiculous.
You're a great partner.
San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 2 p.m.
Stop
and
it,
3 p.m.
I'm not.
The
you
word
are.
Of the
I
hour
didn't.
Is... Four.
Four.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, four?
Four.
Look at me.
Mike.
I'm telling you.
Stop it.
Look at this.
What do we got? Oh.
It's a fisherman.
Gravy Beard is in the house.
An appearance from Gravy Beard.
Yeah. The fisherman's here.
Oh, he is gorgeous.
Hi there.
Still doesn't comb his hair. I love it.
It's the best.
What
What do you mean? This is combed.
Oh.
Dude.
What's wrong? What happened?
It's called the screenwriter cut. I love it.
Wow. You are so adorable.
I love
it. Thank you.
You have women just beating down your door.
Not even a little bit.
Are you kidding me?
No. What the heck?
You need a house in Malibu.
Dude, you are
I do need a house in Malibu. Yeah.
God.
And a personality.
Oh, no. You're perfect.
Are you drunk or?
I'm a little sunsick.
I was going to say.
Heat stroke.
Wow. I haven't heard you.
Kaiser.
Compliment me in a
Fish,
while.
Make them stop telling the sunburn story.
I feel like a bear in the woods, I tell you what.
See? No. See?
And for those of you that don't know that story.
What's that?
That wasn't cool.
Yes.
Why did you just do
it?
I didn't do it.
Wow. All I said was the sunburn
No, because.
Thing. And then he brought up the bear, bro.
Now, wait a second.
What is he talking
we're
about?
In the same boat.
I was coming in. I was listening to the radio magic that this was, and I haven't heard the end of the story, so I, you know.
Oh, how dare you.
We got 20 more hours of radio magic to come up here, so you just all.
I mean, the kid's not even on the show, and you're going to mock him.
Hang on
a second. What is Eddie talking about, Mike?
What do you mean? The bear story?
He said something about a bear. I don't know, a bear?
Oh, you haven't heard this story?
Mm-hmm. But I thought we were talking about the sunburn.
Let me share what the bear story
Shut
is.
Up,
I really don't remember how this goes.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, how does it go, Mike?
I'm drawing a blank.
I tell you what, maybe we save it till he comes on and we start doing the flashback. Well, no, because that's not going to be till tomorrow, right?
Oh.
Well, maybe we should tell the story.
People
now.
Are dying right now, Mike.
Can we tell it twice?
It's kind of a 28-hour show tradition at this point.
That's not really
cool.
It's
true.
It is. Well, sorry. Boy Blunder used to work on the Mikey show.
That's true.
Now, he doesn't go by Boy Blunder anymore. He's now producer.
No?
Well, is he producer, Rick?
They're trying. They're trying their hardest.
The afternoon show.
Yes, they are.
Well, they're professionals. They get it.
Yeah, he's on the afternoon show. He's on the afternoon show. And they want to call him Boy Blunder, but he didn't want to do that. See, when he went to the afternoon show, they sold the naming rights.
To him.
To him.
To a human being.
Yeah, well, it's a startup company. Little mom and pop we work for here.
Yeah.
So they had to
make money. Yeah, make money wherever they could.
Right.
And so they called him Budweiser until...
It's only because Summer's Eve couldn't afford it.
They weren't able to fork up the dough.
And I still would have been on the air every
That's
day.
Right.
I'll be honest.
So as it turns out, Budweiser bought the naming rights to our friend Boy Blunder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway... He used to work with us, and he told a story one time about one time when he was a kid, he went camping.
Oh,
fun.
Oh. How old were you?
Oh, I must have been
4 14?
Or 5. No. I was probably 14.
In utero?
Yeah. You were 14?
Yeah, I was about 14, 15. About 14. Like
that's the first time I've ever...
I don't think you've ever asked me that, honestly.
Never heard that.
Because I've always just said I was in the Scouts.
14?
Every single 14. Time.
I'm 14 and in the Scouts.
Every single time.
There are a lot of kids.
18s.
Every single time we tell the story.
Chess club, too?
Hey, I'm an Eagle Scout, man. That means something.
Yeah, it sure does.
Greetings.
No girls.
Also in the marching band.
It just boys state. It was not the market.
So he went to bed that night, and as the crow flies.
So this is boring.
Mm-hmm. So the way the story goes. So the way the story goes is that apparently, when he went to sleep,
14.
He had some food all over his face.
Peanut butter, to be specific.
What?
Yeah. It was all in his beard.
His 14-year-old
beard? Wow.
When you go camping, you don't really have a lot of options to, like, eat out in the wild.
Yeah.
So you take one.
He looked like Kenny Rogers.
No.
Oh.
No. So he went to sleep. He fell asleep. He had peanut butter in his face.
Oh, that's weird.
And so...
it's tiring.
So apparently, when he apparently when he fell, he's just eating it right.
I'm just fat.
But Eddie, that's how dogs eat peanut butter.
You gotta get it for last thing, you know.
Okay.
When you go jogging, do you leave potholes?
Yes, he does.
Was he eating the peanut butter from the peanut butter tree? Is that what was going on?
It stuck to the roof of his mouth.
Oh, I got you. He was just licking it off. Well. Apparently, while he fell asleep,
oh, so
apparently, while he was sleeping like that, a bear
There's no need for sound effects.
I think there is.
A bear crept out of the woods.
That, oh, God. That sounds horrifying.
That's right. And because the bear could smell the peanut butter.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Gosh.
The bear went up to Boy Blunder's face and started to eat his face.
No,
totally
he didn't
normal.
Eat my, he didn't eat my face.
That's terrifying. Standard.
What everyone thought was just a simple black bear come out of the wilderness that night.
Oh, my gosh.
Turned out to be something far more sinister, you see.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
If he'd been there alone and on his period, he'd have died. But luckily, this Eagle Scout wasn't alone.
Oh, good. Who's with him?
He was surrounded by a group of friends that luckily had earned their Puma badge by this point.
Puma badge.
Luckily, the vaunted Puma badge came with a certificate. Certificate taught these young children, when I say children, I mean 14.
Tweens.
Taught these woodsy tweens how to fight off a black bear.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, his resourceful friend said, what shall we do? Shall we start yelling and making noise? And they said, no, no. We'll do far more than that. They grabbed themselves some pots and pans and, as the story goes, began to bang the pots and pans and blow their rape whistles.
Wow.
Rape whistles?
So what do you do when you're in the woods? You take along a whistle.
But you didn't wake up when a bear was eating your face?
He was not eating my face. He licked my face maybe a couple times. I don't know.
And that doesn't wake you up?
Well, some would think that this is a far-fetched story, except for the fact that there were 12 witnesses. Well, at least 12 kids told him that's what happened.
Right. So he never saw the bear?
He never actually.
I did see the bear.
Never,
oh,
actually,
oh, now?
Ten years later, he saw the bear.
Yeah, he did a slow dance with him.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's just after
yeah,
I
dude,
got...
he's a rug at my house right now.
After I got woken up by all the commotion and everything, I'm up. Yes.
Ah, I was... Get out of here, bear.
Hey, bear, that's our friend.
Got, stop eating our friend.
And, hey, Rick, don't wake up. Hey, get out of here, you bear.
Oh, crazy. That peanut butter looks delicious
get
on his face.
Okay. Hey, you guys, okay. you guys, don't wake him. Okay. Now that the bear's gone, just let him sleep.
Okay. No, good
after
idea.
I woke up after the commotion, I was like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? I was like, there's a bear, and there was in the camp, and he was licking your face just now. And they're like, and I was like, that's crazy. And said, no,
that would
so
be a 14-year-old's
crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
What are you so cutting a spot right now?
No, the Scoutmaster's.
It's not just crazy. It's insane.
It's far-fetched.
Yes, it's a lie.
A tall tale.
Well, it's also called not true.
No, it is true. That's the thing. It's true.
It's what they call them, the Scouts, a prank.
No, it wasn't a prank. You know how I know? Because
this story does get better.
Every time. How many times have we told
this? It's more enjoyable than the last time we told it.
I cannot wait till next year. It's going to be spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to wait. I want him to tell it all over again when we're done here.
Yeah.
And then a gator showed up.
Can I please finish? Please?
By all means.
The Scoutmasters brought us all together, and we huddled together during the rest of the night.
That's not true.
That is true. Huddled together?
For what, warmth?
Yes.
Body
well,
heat?
That and the fact that there were bears around our campground.
This perverted scout leader said.
Oh, wow.
We must all gather together.
He forgot to tell you the scout leader was Clay Aiken.
Come on, no.
Come on, Rick.
Yes.
Get in my bag.
Hey, a bear just came through here.
Oh, my God.
All huddled together.
If I were invisible. Come here. Get in my bag.
It was an invisible black bear is what it was.
Oh, my God.
Come on, everybody. Hug.
You know you have to take your clothes off for body heat.
All right, so
strip down.
Yeah, but do you mind,
please?
But camp leader, it's 98 degrees.
Oh, it's freezing. Hurry up. Get in here.
Well, so, that is a fascinating story.
Good job, Blender. All right, where were we at? Mikey Show Questioner.
It changes every time.
Yeah. Oh, such a good, it's compelling and
so
rich.
So great. I love it.
I have a total.
He's done. He's leaving.
Oh. You do not leave this room.
I have work to do.
Oh, we're going to bring back the hot seat for you.
Go work on your gravy beard.
Love
you.
Best. He's the best.
He's the best.
Love him.
Love him so,
love him so much.
Oh.
I can't get enough of his sweet face.
I know.
It's so good.
It's so sweet. You want to just pinch it and kiss it.
You really want to sop up your gravy with that beard.
Yeah.
And just slurp it out.
So edible.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mikey Show P1s have raised $4,360.
Okay. Okay. Not bad.
It's a nice start.
Not bad. Got a long ways to go. Long,
long way.
We have to raise $10,000 more to meet the same place that we were last year. Please, folks.
If you're up top and you don't have a laptop, you got to find somebody with some Wi-Fi because you guys need to donate too.
I want to make it so that people can make donations up.
Oh yeah, you can do it here. Huh?
You can. Can you?
I think so. Jay,
can we do it at the front desk?
We're actually going to set up out back. I'm getting a cash box.
Oh, dude, that's so great.
That's great.
Yo, you're the best.
That's so great.
You're the best.
This is what we want you to do to donate money. Please go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com.
What are you doing?
Eddie just smelled his hand like it smelled strange. And then he put it to Sean like, hey, smell this.
Check this out, man.
Like, Sean, like from cooking, man. Ever smell your
like
hand?
Oh, I know, right? Like, my hand smells so grody.
Terrible. Come here.
They're like marinara.
Hey, Sean, check it out.
Scarlet.
Come on. Get your nose in there, buddy.
Really work it.
Tell us what you...
Explore my hand.
Explore my fist. Here.
So go to MikeyShow.com, type in the keyword.
No, you're not good.
Type in the keyword donate. And please give some money for Rady's Children's Hospital, please. Mm-hmm. It'd mean a lot to a lot of people. My throat.
Oh, no, Mike. Where's your Ricola?
My throat is so low at this cold.
I know. Let me see. What do I got?
Yeah, I just put in a lozenge.
What is that?
Ricola.
What are you guys doing?
Self-cleaning thing?
What did he just put on his hands?
That doesn't
it's like foaming.
Right.
What does the package say?
Okay,
what did you give
on.
Him?
Give me.
I gave you a hand cleaning towelette.
Towelette?
Wet cleansing towelettes leave skin perfectly clean and makeup free.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so I can take off my rouge?
Yes.
Yeah, your
go
rouge.
For it.
You can see us online, by the way.
What?
Can you take my headphones off?
Yeah.
In very careful fashion.
I know.
If you go to MikeyShow.com, you can see us online.
Is that like something from Fringe? What's going on over there?
I don't know. Something's wrong with
his hands are melting. That's weird. No!
All right.
Oh, I didn't like that. I didn't like what Eddie just did.
You're cool. Oh, no.
Yeah. Eddie just dunked his hands in the cooler and washed his hands in the cooler.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
I've been eating that ice all morning.
I've been eating that ice all day.
You're good.
Okay.
Ah.
Come on, let's do this.
Calm down.
Mikey, it's your questionnaire, Mike.
All right.
Yeah. Watch this.
Let's do it.
Let people get to know us.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Woo. Hey, Eddie.
I'm back.
I don't care
I'm
for that.
I'm fired up.
Oh, gosh.
Donate money.
You're giving me a headache.
Come on. Ashley, great job today.
Hey, thanks. Hey.
Mike, thanks for the tomatoes. They were awesome.
You're very welcome. Ashley has her puggle. We want to do Pit My Puggle, and she's starting to get kind of antsy.
She's, like, dying
that
over
is,
here.
That is not a dog. What is that?
Kill the
dog.
Is that
thing?
There's
I think
a
that's
seal.
What was
there's
eating Blender's face.
Yeah,
this is a puggle.
It's half badger.
She's a little chubby. Thing. She's got, like, a belly that's like a seal.
Oh, no.
Stop slapping
the dog's gut.
Hey, Stubby. Hey, say hi, Stubby.
What is the voice? What is the voice you're doing?
Oh, it's like, it's kind of like every time I come home, like right when I get in the door, the first thing I do is I go, hey, Stubby. Hey,
Wow. Hey, every time I get home, I try to convince her I'm deaf.
Spider. Why is she minding you?
Or just birds playing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She just had her rabies shots.
My toes.
She doesn't have her toys, so she's just... She's okay.
Well, we got to do Mikey's show questionnaire, then we're going to move on and pimp my puggle.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Cool.
The way that we do this is we have a questionnaire you can only answer with people on the show. Mm. Kind of lets you get to know the show and exactly who we are. And it also creates discontent. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really.
Well, this went well.
Yeah. It basically, what it does is it makes us wonder, why didn't you pick me?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the general idea.
Yeah.
But we answer honestly. We just say what we mean and mean what we say. I think we should start with... Me. Can I start with you?
Oh, man.
Let's start with Ashley.
Dang it!
Oh, hey. Oh.
Start with
Foiled Ashley. Again.
Ashley, yes.
Ash, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Again, Ashley had to answer the question with either myself, Eddie, Sky, Sean, or Boston Rob.
Or Zeth.
No.
Oh.
Now, the question was, if we were back in high school, who would you cheat off of?
Wow.
Who would she cheat off of? Who would be the person that she want to look at their homework because she thinks she'd get the best grade? Sky, who do you think she said?
Be honest.
I think it's going to be Eddie or Mike.
Well, it's clearly not you or Rob.
Oh, hold on.
Dumb chick challenge, anyone?
He's the only one that graduated from college out of all of us.
And?
That is true.
Okay. Sky, you graduating?
Do you listen every Monday?
What?
You graduate?
She normally wins.
Would you graduate?
Yeah, remember you told me to drop out, and I was like, dude, I only need like one class to graduate. And you're like, no, that's good. You don't need that. And I was like, no, I'd really like to get my degree.
And look it, Mike was right.
Hey, dude.
Wait.
You don't know how long this boat's going to stay afloat.
She's got a resume ready.
Tell that to your serious stock.
Yes. You should always be updating
get
your resume.
No,
hey, keep it updated, people. You never know.
Hey, Rob's got a degree, too.
Yeah, I do.
In what?
Criminal.
Criminology.
That's called a record, not a degree.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sorry. I forgot what we were doing. I
thought we were just having fun.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to be Mikey or Eddie. I'm going to go Eddie.
That is incorrect.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm the worst, Mike.
Not smart, okay.
Ashley would have cheated off Sean.
Duh. Sean's a genius.
But do you think Sean would have let you cheat?
He would have never known.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I do think Sean knows a lot of information.
Yeah, I agree.
Useless information, but yeah. No offense. Nothing personal.
Nothing personal.
I don't think it's useless.
Uh-oh.
It depends who you ask.
We asked it.
What is that? Oh, no.
We asked.
I'm going a little crazy right now. Sorry.
I love it so much. I love it.
We said to Ashley, you've just been cast on The Amazing Race. Who do you choose to be your partner?
Wow.
Eddie, who did she say?
This is going to cause some problems.
This is only between two people. Rob, I'm sorry,
and
you're
me.
Out.
And me.
Rob,
what?
You're out.
Between me
no
and
no chance.
Me and who?
No chance. Come on, it should be between me and Sky. If it's anybody but me and Sky, I'm going to be offended. I think she's going to go with her girl and say Sky on this one, which is a good choice.
You are incorrect.
That's garbage. That's straight
garbage.
Well,
maybe it's
garbage.
You. Maybe it's
oh, you're right.
Maybe it's you. We don't know yet.
She said Eddie.
Okay.
All right.
Good call.
And my only explanation is because the only, or else I would have for sure picked Sky. But Eddie and I, you know, I'm his assistant 4 years now. We've been working side by side, and I think we've got good, you know, as the crow flies.
We work
well together.
Yeah, we're a little boring.
We're
but
steadfast. We're a good team.
We're very basic.
Basic,
we're a good team.
Good.
Well,
good work ethic. Good work
Ashley
ethic.
Described as the crow flies as you're very basic. But you have a great work
but
ethic.
But, Mike, that doesn't make any sense.
No way, Jose. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Sean.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Asked Ashley, if you were writing your autobiography, who would you want to be your ghostwriter?
Oh. Mm. So you know what that is? Mike. Chances that she knows what that is.
Fair question.
Percentage of chance?
Yeah.
She wrote, "What's a ghostwriter?"
That was her answer?
I'm not kidding. She wrote,
"Come on,
what's a ghostwriter?" Then it says underneath that, "Okay, I looked it up." And then she gave an answer.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's embarrassing.
Sean.
You are.
Wow, you're the last team to arrive, and you're eliminated from the race.
Sean, what do you think she said?
Well, I think Sky is out right away. I
mean, yeah. You know,
why?
Well, mistakes and, you know, things.
Oh,
words.
You know, words are. You know.
But I'm typing part. Them. I'm not pronouncing them.
You've got to figure out what words
English
mean.
Is a little bit of a problem for you.
It's not books on tape, bro.
Well, it's a third language.
It would probably be between Eddie and Mike. Both really good writers.
You went a little Grease Man on us right there.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Both really good writers.
Yeah, they're both good writers. Mikey, I'll say you.
That is incorrect, Sean. She said Zeth would be her.
That's garbage.
Yeah, she said Zeth.
For sure, Zeth.
Take that.
No, for sure, Zeth.
Dude, okay, because I read his blog. Like, he is such a good writer. And
really?
Also, the kid is very honest. Like, I feel like he doesn't act like it, but he really does genuinely care about me and know me very well.
He doesn't act like it.
And I think that, you know, when it would come down to it, he would write a very honest, great.
And he says no.
Paper about
and
me.
And he says no to all
book
of
about
no,
me. No.
I believe in him.
Well, that is
sorry,
nice.
You guys all hate him.
That is
thanks,
nice.
Zeth. Let's do B-Rob next.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're talking.
Rich. Now we're cooking with oil.
Yes. Oh, mama.
Yeah.
Sky B-Rob was asked.
What's cooking good looking?
What's cooking good looking?
That was the clip.
She just got sick.
That was the clip, actually.
Kind of barf.
You are.
Sky?
Yes.
You are. Sky, if B-Rob was asked, if you were a trainer, or I'm sorry, if you were going to do a triathlon.
Oh.
What show member would you pick to be your trainer?
Okay. This is fascinating.
This is good.
None of
this
us.
Is really, really good.
Did you not see Mike run with the Bulls? Come on.
Yeah.
He's the obvious choice.
Hello. Right. Hello.
Okay. Here is the thing. I think it would be between me and Ashley.
Why you?
Not that I'm in shape, but I have knowledge about the right things to eat and the right exercises to do.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
I have the knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
But see, Ashley, she also has the knowledge, but she actually implements it. So, but they do have that stressed relationship. I don't know how.
What?
So, for some reason, I'm going to say.
I haven't noticed.
I'm going to say.
Oh.
Me.
What?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
That's
maybe they
Eddie.
Don't know
can
what triathlon
Eddie?
Is.
Can he say Eddie because he loves Eddie. Okay.
Yeah, that could
Eddie,
be it.
Eddie.
B-Rob said Eddie.
Yeah, boy.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Talk to me.
You will win that race, boy.
Come on.
Right.
I mean, triathlon, maybe a quarter of it would be about the eating. I'm talking about hardcore training, running up hills.
I don't
know,
have
dancing
to run
on
with
the
them.
Ceiling, stuff like that. You know, and Eddie would be able to coach me through it and not let me stop. When I was breaking, that's where I got to try harder.
He'd kick you right in the head.
Yep, he would kick me in the teeth.
You know it.
That's right.
Right in your face.
I count on that.
In your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! Bingo.
Bingo.
Odd.
Ashley.
Yes.
B-Rob was asked, you need to communicate something important to your boss.
Mm-hmm.
But cannot do it yourself. It's quite involved.
Oh, gosh.
Who will you choose to do this for you?
Oh, I thought it was quiet involved.
It's quiet involved.
What
does that make you
well
sense?
What would that mean?
I didn't get it either.
It means you describe it very
you whisper
without
it.
Noise. Hey, boss, I got to tell you something here.
I'll tell you, spoke quiet.
This is on behalf of B-Roll.
Yes. He wants to tell you something. He can't tell you himself, but it's quietly involved. It's, yeah. It's very quiet involved. Oh, that's why I'm whispering, by the way. So what do you think he said?
See, I would pick me because I'm a very good communicator, and I feel like, I'm not going to say that's my final answer, but I feel like I would do the best
Hitler
job.
Hitler was also a great communicator.
Rob.
Wow.
Rob! Haven't you heard her enough today?
Huh?
The cooking challenge?
He's like, no, not yet.
Haven't even started.
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course he wouldn't pick me. Of course he's going to probably pick.
She didn't
I would
pick
say,
me for anything. She picked Zeth for one of them. He's
say,
not even in this game, and I didn't cry.
I would say Eddie.
Your puggle looks great today,
shut
by
up.
The way.
Shut up.
That is not
just
correct.
Shut up.
Hey, Rob said me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Yeah, why me?
Number one, you're my boss.
Mm. So quietly communicated to me.
To yourself.
Hey, Mike.
I've seen you diffuse situations. And you're very good at involved matters. And
but there's nothing in there about diffusing anything.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm saying to keep it quietly involved. If anything escalates, you can diffuse it.
Got it.
Okay. Himself.
That's interesting.
Sky B-Rob was asked, if you were put on trial for a crime you did not commit, who would you want to argue your case to a jury?
Eddie. No-brainer.
Oh.
Incorrect.
You don't have to do it, Eddie. Calm down. Wow. Jeez.
Guess again.
Again?
Yes.
Sean?
No. Guess again.
Mike?
No. Guess again.
Ashley?
No.
No. Oh.
Guess again.
I guess that would leave me.
You are correct.
Oh, yeah. Bad choice.
Rob
would have you argue his case. Why, Rob?
This guy's never wrong, in her own mind, at least.
That is true.
So, for that, she can argue a point she takes on you guys all day long.
That is true.
Let her go, I'd give her some wild turkey and go get into that courtroom and you start.
An actual wild turkey.
Yeah.
Right. She prefers ham.
That's right.
Oh, big mistake.
You jerks.
Wow.
Yes, guys, okay. My defense.
All right.
Sean is next.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, little guy.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Sean.
Oh, don't do the little voice, please.
Mike. Hi, what?
Look outside.
Oh, my.
Dude, what are you looking at?
What is it? The Johnsonville Brat Grill just pulled in. It's about two times longer than a tanker truck.
Oh, my God.
That is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
On the side, it says world's largest grill, period.
Wow.
It is.
No doubt.
Wow.
It's a semi. It's a semi.
It's bigger than a semi.
Yeah, it's bigger than a semi.
That is awesome.
That's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Wow.
That just freaked me out. It actually scared me. I actually almost called the police.
Wow, you should have.
There's a ginormous Johnsonville Brats grill. Hey, if you're listening, you want to Johnsonville Brat.
Yep.
They got him.
Come on
back.
Down.
Yep.
Come on
down.
Cooking them up out back.
All right. I'm going to pop in a chloroseptic.
Oh, Mike.
You do that, sweetie.
Got to keep the pipes lubed.
Silky. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about a little Sean.
That's right.
Don't do, I like Shawnee.
Please don't do the little voice. I don't like the little voice.
You wear two shirts.
Don't mess with my
avocado
shirts.
Avocado today.
Oh. Are you making guacamole later?
It's green.
Looks like you mixed some cumin in it.
It's a green shirt.
Oh, hello.
Oh, avocados went bad.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
You should have squeezed some lemon in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oxidized.
That's the trick, Sean. Squeeze lemon on your shirt.
It's a green shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't have to get so defensive.
What was that?
Sammy, sorry.
She just ate her friend.
Kaylee left and she's freaking out.
Oh,
it's all right.
It's okay, Sammy.
It's all right, Sammy.
You're fine.
Throw it a cadaver.
You're fine.
Don't let her look in the mirror.
Actually, give it fresh brains.
Sammy, hey, Sammy.
It's probably freaking out because you have garlic on your hands.
Yeah, let it back into its coffin. Come on, don't be cruel.
Ashley, don't look at her. You're going to turn into a pillar of salt.
She's fine.
Yuck.
It needs to sleep in its native earth.
Right now. Sammy, you're fine.
If you bury her, an onion's going to grow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
It's like chum.
All right.
Shawnee boy.
Eddie.
But
Sean was asked, if you were impaled by a giant nail.
First of all, I really object to that question.
Yeah.
Who would you trust to remove it safely from your body?
Oh, yes.
Wow. That is brutal.
That is a great question
that
for
is
Sean.
Brutal.
Okay, let's think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Rob are out. Because we would not care about pain
there
or cleanliness.
Funny factor
yes,
in that.
Yeah.
We'd probably call Kaiser and use their methods.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gross.
Ashley, I don't think he trusts after watching her cook.
Oh, no way.
It's going to come down to Mike and Sky. They're probably the two cleanest people on the show, which is important to him. I think that's all he cares about.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. That's very important to him.
And I think he would prefer the female touch on this.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say Sky.
That is incorrect.
What?
Eddie, he would want you to remove.
Oh, yes.
Why, Sean?
Oh, Eddie's spinning his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Sean,
he's I mean, get Eddie there. Just get washed his hands in the cooler, bro.
I'm ready. What do you need, buddy?
First of all...
Get it with your teeth.
Okay, all right. First of all, Eddie is a doctor.
I'm actually not. Surprisingly enough.
Eddie, use your toes like fingers.
No, that would be good. My left foot.
No, seriously, the reason is because I felt that Mike and Sky would both be far too squeamish to handle the job.
Yeah.
I thought either Eddie or B-Rob would be the only two that could even handle it, and Eddie is the only one that I would actually trust to do it.
Are you sure?
Well, no, not 100%, no.
Ashley.
Hmm?
Sean lost his wedding ring.
Oh, no.
And has to pick a show member to explain it to Dina.
Oh,
That
is a rough question.
Oh, mama.
What show member?
I didn't like it.
What show member will he pick to do the explaining?
Sky.
That is correct.
Yeah, for sure.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's a duh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Come on.
Of course.
Sky.
Rob would have done a great job.
I doubt that very seriously.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
who
way,
is this? Is
no
this
way.
Dana? No, he says the wrong. Hey, is this Brenda? Oh, sorry.
Crazy story.
Yeah, Dana, sorry.
Diana,
sorry.
Hello.
No, he didn't know anybody named Brenda. I messed up. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Sky?
Y'all.
This was asked of Sean.
Okay.
Power goes out, and you're stuck in an elevator for hours with one
that
show member.
That is cruel.
Wow.
Who would you want it to be?
Sammy.
Totally Sammy. I am going to say Mike because I think they would go to their separate corners. They would give each other their space. They'd probably not talk for a while.
We were actually in an elevator the other day.
Yeah.
And he was so miserable because he was in there with me, Rebecca, and Jake.
Oh, no.
Wow. Close Dude. Quarters.
And the hand.
He touched my hand.
He touched, Jake touched his hand.
Touched my hand. He grabbed it.
So what?
And
sure
Rebecca was trying to explain to him that he had just had the little cleany wipes on his hand. Sean wasn't hearing it.
Nope.
Sky, you
the
are
little
correct.
Boy.
You are correct, Sky.
Yeah.
It would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good talkers.
Yeah.
I trust Mike with spatial issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Spatial?
Like giving Sean his space.
Get out of my space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He is a germaphobe. Sean is a germaphobe, so he doesn't really like people to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Makes him upset.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we'll do Sky.
Yeah.
Boston Rob.
Yes.
Sky was asked, if you were back in high school, who on the show would you want to be your tutor?
Oh. Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. Huh. I really want to say you, Mike, but there's some kind of funny factor going on.
What?
So I'm going to say Sean.
A funny factor.
You are in. No, you are correct. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Yep, Shawnee, oh boy.
It's Johnny the nerd.
Oh,
whatever.
I'm so smart.
Yeah, that's hot. He's smart.
He has a good
way
of communicating.
No one said that.
Sean's a good communicator.
Yeah.
Purity.
Total purity.
Let's see. Ashley.
Yes.
If Sky were pregnant and not close to a hospital...
I object to this question, by the way. For the record.
I'm already uncomfortable.
Who would she trust to deliver the baby?
Oh.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you see this group I have to pick from
no.
to deliver my child?
No, they
come
didn't.
On.
And stare at my junk?
Push.
Oh, come on.
Oops.
No.
Oh, man.
Ashley.
Hey.
Who do you think Sky said...
Oopsie.
I'm just thinking it would be either between me and Sean because I know that Sean's really clean and I think that she would, if there's any guy that would do it, it would be Sean. But I
get
think
me the cutters.
Oh my gosh. See, I want to know who she would choose in order. I would love to know that. I wish she had to prioritize,
right.
You know.
It's not the game, bro.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess me.
Boil me some orange juice. Let's get this thing out.
Ashley, you are correct.
Which I would happily hopefully do it.
Ashley?
She's a girl, though, so, you know, she would want a girl to see her stuff, you know?
Well, yeah. Like, my first choice would be Sean, but, yeah, Sean wouldn't touch the stuff. Sean would not be having it. So, yeah, Ashley is definitely the choice.
What about the doctor on the show?
Hello, I've seen them all.
Oh, you've seen all of them. You've seen all of them.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
You've seen every single one. Come on.
I've seen them all.
That's
a professional opinion,
too. Thank you.
Gross.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sky was asked, a $1 million grand prize is on the line in a riddle-solving tournament.
Oh, tell me more.
Who's your partner?
Okay, wait. $1 million to solve a riddle.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to pick one of
us to help her. It's a riddle-solving tournament. So you move on, you move on, you move on.
Jeez. Wow. Mm. Okay, let me go. Order of elimination here. Mm-hmm. Ashley's out.
No.
Sorry, Rob.
I know a lot of riddles.
Not dirty ones, bro.
I know a lot of riddles.
I'm feeling me for some reason. I'm going to say me.
You are correct.
What's up? What is up?
Definitely.
We got that.
Riddle partner champions 2008.
That's true.
We are on a high right now, her and I.
Yeah, well, I'm just high, really.
Eddie's next.
Yeah, talk about
it. Come on, Eddie. Talk
go me.
Johnsonville Brats.
Boston Rob.
Yeah.
If Eddie was blindfolded, who would he trust to be his eyes if he were driving a car?
Oh, my gosh. Dude, so easy.
Didn't we just do this?
Dude, yeah, me, obviously. We just did this.
Yeah, no.
Wrong.
Dude, that had bad results, Rob.
No, terrible, no one actually. Died.
Dude, we almost died several times.
No one died, but it was funny.
No, it was
funny
bad.
Funny factor. Come on, dude.
It would be me, and you were saying, Daddy, go fast, which is what my son says. He's 2 years old. Because he can't say fast.
Yeah. Mike would easily be the best choice in this one.
And if anyone would like to hire me for their driving abilities, you know, if you're blind or you just don't want to look when you drive.
Stop it.
I'll go out there. You just bostonrob.edu. You just look that up. It's about $50 a pop, depending on the distance, and we'll go.
Up.
You're the worst.
Shawnee, oh boy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Let's go.
Eddie was asked, if you were the head coach of a sports team, who on the show would you pick to be your assistant coach?
Wow.
Mm. Easy.
Yeah, I think there's, okay. I have no athletic ability at all. Mike, you're even worse.
You see how he throws.
I don't think Eddie would
like
ever.
Like a champ.
I don't think Eddie would ever have a woman do a man's job.
No.
So I think it's going to be Boston Rob.
And you are correct.
Yeah.
Duh. Rob would be a great assistant coach.
Yes.
He'd do everything I told him to do.
Yep.
He's got his own input.
Sky.
Which I appreciate.
If all the show members were on Survivor with Eddie, who would he choose to go on a relaxing one-day break with a feast?
Oh, my.
Ooh. Oh.
And why?
This was tough.
Wow.
It was tough.
Okay. A one-day what?
You know how on Survivor.
Yeah, but I want to hear the wording.
Oh, geez.
Because it's important to me, like, exactly what he's experiencing.
If all the show members were on Survivor with Eddie, who would he choose to go on a relaxing one-day break with a feast with, and why?
Okay. Wow. This is really tough because I can make a point for all of us. You know, I think Eddie has a good time with all of us for different reasons.
That's true.
So I'm just going to say Mike because you guys have known each other the longest, so... I'm going to say that, because I think he would have a good time, and like he said, he'd have a hard time picking between us.
You are incorrect. Who next?
Oh, don't make me do this.
I love it when you do.
I thought you wanted to ask someone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. Him and Rob have a lot of fun. Him and Ashley have a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ashley.
That is incorrect. It would be you, Sky.
What?
Sky just got a face. Sky just got a face. Like, what are you talking about?
This was a difficult choice, but those trips on Survivor are all about strategy.
That's true. Yeah.
And so the biggest schemer on the planet that I know is Sky. And so,
wow, Sky just gave me a look like, wow, that was insulting. It was the gym.
No,
from
I mean it in a good way.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you meant it in a good way.
Yeah. And
what?
Two things happen. Number one, I get an ally because I took her on the trip.
Yeah.
And two, she's not plotting to get me out back at camp.
Oh, yeah. I would totally do that.
Which she would do.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for me. I don't enjoy her company that much.
That is a lie. But friends till
that
the
is
end.
A bold-faced lie.
Stop it.
But you know.
Well, wait. I know.
Sky.
You're a jerk.
I'm next.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here we
Sky.
Go.
Miguelito.
What up, Mike?
McGuet.
Total McGuet.
If we were lost in the wilderness and one show member had to be put in charge of getting us to safety, who would I pick?
Eddie.
Whoa.
I don't even have
quick.
To think about it. Eddie it watches, you know, all those shows of
Bear Grylls, dude. What's
and he,
up?
You know, he actually like pays attention. You know, like when I watch TV, I don't retain anything I watch. But with Eddie, he actually like retains that information of, you know, follow the river and look to the sun.
Through the woods.
And, yeah.
Look to the
Grandmother's
sun.
House, we go. Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect.
What?
Oh, you're dead.
Wow, you messed up big time, Mike.
I picked Shawnee O'Boy. I'll tell you why.
That's what I thought you were going to pick.
I watch Survivor Man all the time.
Oh, you jerk.
Sean.
You're a jerk.
But no offense. Sean has
I picked Sean
feet
for
problems.
One reason. I picked Sean for one reason.
He's going to lead you to a nap.
Anything that Eddie watches cannot be as much as Sean watches. Sean has seen every single show known to man.
Mm.
Meaning, Eddie refuses to watch Survivor Man. Not only has Sean seen Survivor Man, but Sean has seen every show. And
sorry, Eddie.
He could probably build a helicopter that could fly us out of where we are.
Wow. Well, that is a good point.
He's almost creepy when it comes to figuring things out. Mm. So I think he could probably figure something out.
Well, it was nice knowing you guys. It was really a pleasure.
Eddie.
Yes.
If I needed help picking out a piece of jewelry for my significant other, who would I want to help me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Everybody
please.
Relax.
Hold on.
Please.
Take a breath.
Please. This is easy.
This is easy.
Okay. The instinct goes, oh, it's one of the girls. But you girls are not your atypical women. You know, you don't wear a lot of jewelry.
Not
either
me,
one of you.
But
she doesn't wear a lot of jewelry. She doesn't wear a lot of jewelry.
This one gets it over here. I don't get it, but this one does.
This one.
Whereas, careful. I think myself and Sean, Rob doesn't have any money.
That's true.
We buy a lot of jewelry for our wives and stuff like that. So I think that, you know, don't count us out.
I'm counting you out.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, then I'll say Ashley.
Okay.
You are correct.
Oh,
thank you. Plus, I like know your wife's style. I know what she likes. I mean,
she's my go-to young. You know, like if the question were sunglasses, jewelry, you know, what necklaces, accessories, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bling.
Ashley's the go-to.
Got your back.
Austin Robert.
Yo.
If I got bit by a poisonous snake in the wilderness.
I'm doing the sucking. Come
like
on.
It.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Bring it over, Mike. Where'd you get bit?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, I don't even care where.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's not a bite mark.
Those are moles. You tricker.
This is getting weird.
Okay.
You tricker.
Creeping me out.
If I got bit by a poisonous snake in the wilderness, who would I trust to go find help in a timely fashion?
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
Huh.
It's close to the first question, but there's a bit. The keyword is timely.
Yes. Yeah. And that would not be Sean.
Not old boy over here.
Shut up.
Lollygag.
Wow.
Lollygag. Lollygag.
Drop dead.
I feel like it right now.
You would say Eddie. Yeah. That's it. Because he's the most responsible, and like, I would try to at first, you know, but once I get tired, I'd be like,
oh
God.
Look at that squirrel.
It's a snake bite. It's not going to kill him. Sky,
please.
I don't see much
hustle. She'd be like,
well,
Mike,
okay,
you're
you
not going
to
die.
Don't say negative things about other people. You
that
just
was
pick an, the
she's
one
not
person.
Very smart.
You say this is how it works.
Wait, this is the hot sheet, right?
Can't find a way out of a paper bag. What else?
Yeah, yeah. That's right, Eddie.
She gets lost in a circle.
Oh.
She did, guys.
It's not a circle.
Hey, we have a lot of new
it's
listeners.
It's an oval.
It is not a circle. Please.
I mean, there was only one way in, one way out.
It's not Eddie. A circle.
Eddie.
More like a...
Let me explain.
Is that how she got the name O?
Oh, you proud of yourself?
We were at a shopping mall, and Sky got lost in the...
I didn't get
La Jolla
lost.
Village Square. Yeah. You know La Jolla Village Square.
Oh, yeah, the place is easy to navigate.
It's one
circle.
Giant circle.
It's not around. A circle.
And she couldn't find me.
No.
She was like, where are you?
I'm like, you just drive in the circle. You'll find me.
She's like,
it's
passed him
circle.
Eight times.
Brutal.
Pardon me, does anybody have GPS?
And he's GSP?
Like, GSP.
All right.
PGS.
Yes, I can read your future. I said Boston Robert because I thought he would be fleet-footed.
Oh, wow. No.
You are dead again. You don't know that guy.
Fleet-footed? I'm dead.
What in the...
Whoa, what is that? There's
that.
A big cap package. What is that
that's
you brought?
That's an edible arrangement.
Oh, it's an edible arrangement.
That is delish. Yeah.
Yummy.
Who's that from, Jason?
It says edible arrangements.
Oh, it's from the company? It's not from like a person? There's
that's
no
very
card.
Nice.
It appeared.
Very nice of them.
Eddie, don't eat these. It's banana.
Oh, dude, thank you.
Hey, the last sweet. Question is, who would I trust to run the show while I wash my face and pee? The answer is Eddie.
Oh,
so,
wait.
Congratulations, Eddie. Oh, you win.
You
great.
Win. Hey, you want some new stuff while I do it?
Yeah.
I have a lot of new stuff that we haven't done.
All right, let's take a look-see here.
Take a look, Eddie.
Haven't done any sports either.
Sports.
Okay, Sky, tell us about this news story here. After 22 years with the team, Elgin Baylor has let go of his duties as vice president of basketball operations of the Clippers. What happened?
Well, you know, his name describes it all as a Baylor. He he bales a lot of hay, and he went onto the court, and they're like, hey, you're scratching up the floor with all that hay, and then he lost his job.
Okay.
That's good. That's exactly what happened.
I don't know about that.
Says Charles Barkley's ex tells 2020 that his cheating was Christie's fault. Wait. Oh, what? Christie what? Brinkley, not Charles Barkley.
I was going to say,
they
that sounds
a lot
like the Christie Charles Brinkley Barkley. Story.
That is weird.
That is weird, Ted.
This is not real.
What?
What's up, Brosif?
Ashley Simpson has a white trash themed 24th birthday party?
Yeah.
So she's just having a birthday party then.
The theme was white trash. It was her 24th birthday on Friday, and it was held at her parents' house in Encino. And, you know, Ashley Simpson is pregnant at the moment, and so she wore Daisy Dukes, flip-flops, a bathing suit top, and then on her pregnant belly put, like, fake tats all over it.
That's hot.
And then Jessica Simpson, of course, attended her sister and wore this crazy, like, leopard print, trashy cougar dress with her boobs hanging out.
Oh, really? Yeah. Send me the link.
So, of course, they served corn dogs, mac and cheese, chicken fingers, and french fries.
Oh, cool.
So my dinner every night. I don't mean to alarm anybody, but... There's a guy just sitting here in the background here. I don't know.
Yeah,
what's your
friend.
Name?
Who are you, gentlemen?
Who are you, gentlemen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's
your name?
Who are you?
P1 Animator.
Oh, cool. Hi.
That's Sienna's brother.
Oh, cool.
Sienna's brother.
I was wondering why she was here.
He's a huge P1.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, he always criticizes my new releases every week.
Oh, yes.
Good job.
Okay, a few too many.
Congratulations on your hot sister.
Yeah, she is.
That's pretty cool.
She's gorgeous.
That is pretty cool. Anyway.
Yeah, so we found a card on the edible arrangements.
Yeah,
who
is it from?
Dear Mikey Show, enjoy the treats. Have a great 28-hour show. Your fans at Edible Arrangements.
Oh, that is cool.
So I guess.
And those things are... I've never had it before.
Delectable?
I've
Were you going to say delectable?
No, delicious.
Oh. You should have said delectable.
Yeah, I really upset Eddie with that.
Nah, I'm not tutti-frutti.
Oh, they're so good,
dude,
huh?
I've always seen them on TV, and they look fantastic.
Yeah,
what? What are you watching? Are you see edible?
HGTV. They play commercials for them all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've always wanted to try it.
Look at how happy you are.
Yeah. It's amazing. Dude,
it's like you're Bill Gates, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, right? You're so high class.
What did you eat? And,
Well, I had the banana, and it was covered in white.
I bet you did.
That's where he goes first.
You're gay. You're gay!
And then I had this...
Jealous Zeth is.
He is a gay man.